Around the World in 80 Days. Chapter 1. The Wager. In 1872, in the city of London, many prominent gentlemen gathered at the Reform Club. One of these gentlemen was Phileas Fogg. Fogg was a handsome man with a silver beard. Although he was well known around the club, people knew very little about Fogg's private life. His only daily activities were reading newspapers and playing a card game called whist. Phileas Fogg lived alone in a mansion. He employed a single butler. The only requirement of Fogg's butler was perfect promptness and regularity in his work. In fact, on October 2nd, Fogg fired his current butler because he had brought him his shaving water at 84 degrees Fahrenheit rather than 86. On this late morning, Fogg was waiting for a new butler to arrive between 11 and half past. Mr. Fogg sat perfectly still in his chair as there was a knock at the door. A man entered and introduced himself as Jean Passepartout. He was a Frenchman from Paris. He had been a singer, a horse rider, and a tightrope walker in a circus. 5 years ago, he had come to England to seek a quiet life as a butler. "Mr. Passepartout," said Phileas Fogg, "do you know that I require my butler to always be on time?"
"Yes, monsieur,"
Passepartout replied. "Very well, then. From this moment, you are my new butler." Then Phileas Fogg left without a word. Passepartout inspected the house. It was perfectly clean and orderly. He found a card describing his daily duties. The list explained everything he must do from the time Mr. Fogg woke up at 8 until he went to bed at midnight. Meanwhile, Fogg went to the Reform Club. After having his meals and reading several newspapers, Phileas Fogg met his usual whist partners. As they began playing, Thomas Flanagan asked, "Have you heard about the robbery?"
"Yes,"
replied Stuart.
"The bank is going to lose that money."
"I disagree," replied Ralph. "Skilled detectives have been sent all around the world to catch the robber. No country is safe for him."
"That's silly,"
said Stuart.
"A man can now go around it 10 times more quickly than 100 years ago."
"So you think the thief will get away just because he can circle the world in 3 months?" chided Flanagan.
"In 80 days," said Fogg.
"That's true,"
agreed John Sullivan.
"It only takes 80 days now that Rothal and Allahabad in India are connected by railway."
Sullivan continued.
"The newspaper stated it like this:
London to Suez by train and steamboat, 7 days. Suez to Bombay by steamboat, 13 days. Bombay to Calcutta by train, 3 days. Calcutta to Hong Kong by steamboat, 13 days. Hong Kong to Yokohama by steamboat, 6 days. Yokohama to San Francisco by steamboat, 22 days. San Francisco to New York by train, 7 days. New York to London by steamboat and train, 9 days. Total, 80 days.
"Yes, 80 days. But that doesn't take into account bad weather, shipwrecks, and train accidents,"
said Stuart. "It's all included," returned Phileas Fogg, playing his hand at whist.
"It's absurd. I'd be willing to wager £4,000 on it,"
cried Stuart. "I have £20,000 in a savings account that I will wager," Fogg said calmly.
Are you joking?
Asked members of the group. "An Englishman does not joke about such wagers," Fogg replied, very seriously. "I will bet the £20,000 against anyone who wishes. Do you accept?"
We accept,
replied the group of men.
"We will each contribute £4,000 to match your £20,000.
"Good," said Phileas Fogg. "The train leaves for Dover at 9:15.
I will take it this evening." Then Fogg wrote them a check for the money. He had only wagered half of his £40,000 fortune because he knew that he would need the other half to complete the trip around the world. Back at home, Passepartout was studying his list of responsibilities. He was surprised when Fogg walked in at an unscheduled time. Fogg went to his bedroom and called for his butler. "Passepartout, I want you to put 2 shirts and 3 pairs of socks in a small bag for me. Do the same for yourself. We'll buy new clothes as we go. We're going to catch a train in 10 minutes.
"Where are we going, monsieur?"
asked Passepartout. "We are going around the world in 80 days. We don't have a minute to lose," replied Fogg. Passepartout didn't know what to say. He did as his master instructed. By 8 o'clock, the bags were packed. Phileas Fogg had a copy of Bradshaw's Continental Railway and Steamboat Guide under his arm. He opened one of the bags and put in a large roll of money that was enough to take them anywhere. "Take care of this bag," said Fogg. "There are £20,000 in there." Passepartout almost dropped the bag when he heard how much money he was carrying. Then they took a taxi to the train station.